In light of the recent Penn State scandal, I couldn't help but be reminded of the Franklin cover-up case involving the sexual abuse of children at Boys Town in the 1980s and the 1990s. Boys Town, the distinguished Catholic orphanage on the outskirts of Omaha, Nebraska, was established in 1917 by Father Edward Flanagan. Its altruistic purpose was to offer help, hope, and healing to abused, abandoned, and neglected children. What really happened at Boys Town leaves us all in shock. A Republican operative named Larry King was involved with procuring boys and girls from Boys Town in Nebraska and elsewhere and entrapping them in a child sex slave and espionage ring. King, with an annual salary of under $20,000 a year, was throwing sex parties for the powerful all the way up to the White House, in a $5,000 a month condo in Washington, D.C., and apparently taping the proceedings for blackmail purposes. The allegations brought up were horrific tortures and sexual abuse of children. Many powerful political people, including Barney Frank, were brought up before the Supreme Court as being involved in pedophile rings. The Boys Town case became known as the Franklin cover-up. The Second Mile, founded in 1977 in State College, Pennsylvania, is a statewide nonprofit organization for children who need additional support and who would benefit from positive human contact. Second Mile was founded by Jerry Sandusky, former Penn State football coach. As you know, the Pennsylvania Attorney General's office recently announced 40 counts against the former coach, saying he used his position as the head of the prominent children's charity to lure boys and to molest them. For more than a decade, former Penn State football coach Jerry Sandusky abused boys in Penn State's football facilities, and university officials lied to cover it up. The grand jury report included the horrifying details of what a graduate assistant saw and heard. As the graduate assistant entered the locker room doors, he was surprised to find the lights and the showers on. He then heard rhythmic slapping sounds, and he believed the sounds to be those of sexual activity. As the graduate assistant put his sneakers in his locker, he looked in the shower. He saw a naked boy whose age he estimated to be 10 years old, with his hands up against the wall, being subjected to anal intercourse by a naked Sandusky. Other allegations include forced oral sex, showers with inappropriate contact, and more, on boys ranging from under 10 years old to 13 years of age. Keep in mind that these boys came from his charitable children's organization. In both Boys Town and Penn State cases, it is obvious to see the similarities that those who portray themselves as a children charity have used their positions to violate susceptible youth who have little means of defending themselves. It is also notable that in both cases, there are major cover-ups. For example, Boys Town, the evening of July 11, 1990, Gary Caradori, the lead investigator of the Franklin cover-up Boys Town case, had the smoking gun evidence on the case. Caradori would fly that night from Chicago on his private plane with his son en route to Lincoln, Nebraska with the evidence. The plane exploded in mid-air a short time later while flying over Aurora, Illinois, killing Caradori and his 8-year-old son. A deputy sheriff of a local Illinois sheriff department was the first person on the scene of the plane explosion. The deputy sheriff said that there was child pornography all over the farm field. The FBI immediately arrived with 3 flatbed trucks, grabbed the evidence from his hands, picked up every piece of evidence, the plane and its parts, and put it on the flatbed trucks, and told the peace officer, "This is confidential information and don't ever speak of it again." The evidence has never surfaced again in the Franklin investigation or in any other investigation. In the Sandusky Penn State scandal, when an investigation first started in 2005 over allegations that Jerry Sandusky was engaging in sexual acts with young boys, District Attorney Ray Gricar was working on getting to the bottom of things. Disregarding Sandusky's position at Penn State and in the community, and unfortunately in April of that same year, Gricar went missing. Gricar's disappearance has been a mystery ever since. His car was found in a parking lot 50 miles from his home with his laptop, wallet, and keys missing. Investigators later revealed an internet search on Gricar's home computer that read, how to wreck a hard drive. Foul play is still suspected because the former district attorney's body still has never been found. George Washington said during his farewell address, September 19th, 1796, of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert these great pillars of human happiness. These firmest props of the duties of men and citizens, whatever may be conceded to the influence of refined education on minds of peculiar structure, reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of Christian principles. Aeschylus rightly stated that even in our sleep, pain which cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart until, in our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God.
BBSradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Let me just get right into this, folks. I did an article some time back called Minnesota Capitol Becomes Slough for the Abominable. Now, we're talking about, of course, as to what's going on in the country. As a matter of fact, you're being distracted from what's going on, in fact, in your country right now through another crisis that's been created to distract you, to confuse you. Read Daniel 9:7, friends. That's why most people are confused first and foremost. But is anybody paying attention to the fact that there's a lot of kids gone missing? Anybody seeing on social media scrolls all these kids on a daily basis that are going missing and they just don't know where they've gone? Especially during what they call Pride Month as they foam out their shame. Again, the question is anybody paying attention to the fact that kids are just disappearing left and right? Left and right, friends. I want you to contemplate that as we go through what we're going through throughout the duration of the show, friends, because what we're talking about today is, have you seen what has been written on the walls? I want you to see this on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or before it's news.com. If you can't see it, that's totally fine. I'll go ahead and paint the picture. In the state of Minnesota, we have a big, huge mural right behind none other than what they call as the Supreme Court chambers in the state capital of Minnesota. Guess what's right above the heads above the heads of those said judges that are seated there? It's a huge mural, again, above the seats of the grand justices. That's what they're called. It shows Moses receiving God's Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13. It's a scene that suggests moral consciousness and sacred law divide civilization from barbarism. Okay? I mean, again, friends, it's showing you that which is holy and that which is defiled. Ezekiel 44:23. That's what the church is called to do. make distinction, but they're not going to make distinction until they're first consecrated as unto the Lord so that they can understand the distinction that God gives in reference to his moral law. But again, this is right on the Capitol building, as is it, again, written in every state preamble in every state of the United States of America. Our rights, again, come from the Lord. You know what's also interesting, friends, is right above the door, when you turn your back to the mural of Moses awaiting the Ten Commandments, above the heads of the grand justices in Minnesota, they're injustices. I want to make clear that you all understand this. They're just as corrupt, friends, as the said pedophile that calls himself the governor of the state of Minnesota, the installed Tim Walz. But what it says on the way outside of the door, I want you to listen carefully to this because this is applicable to every single one of us, and common sense comes into play. John Locke, along with Charles D. Montesquieu, William Blackstone, English Common Law, was responsible. They used his quote right above the threshold of the door as you walk out the Supreme Court chambers. You know what it says? Where the law ends, tyranny begins. Well, let me say that again. Where the law ends, tyranny begins. Guess whose law they're talking about? Of course, the Lord's. Absolutely, no question about it. Isn't it also interesting that it tells us in the book of Proverbs 28 that they that forsake his law praise the wicked? But then it says back to the righteous, but such as keep the Lord's law contend with them. Might I add, the law that has never been abrogated, the law that Christ came in to magnify in Matthew 5:17, Romans 3:31. Read it when you get a moment. He was a preacher of circumcision. He was a preacher of the law, friends. Romans 15:8. Oh, the less it goes on and on and on and on. Read Mark 10, starting in verse 17. You can see the law is the schoolmaster, so on and so forth. But it's interesting that this is written right on the walls of the Capitol, inside of the Supreme Court chambers. You know what else it says concerning the inscriptions that are inside the Capitol building? It has a quote by a man by the name of James Otis Jr. Guess who he was? He was a son of liberty. Does anybody know who the sons of liberty were? Okay. Patriots, those that uphold dying laws. Anybody know who James Otis Jr. is? Anybody know who John Hancock was? Does anybody know who Patrick Henry was? Paul Revere, John Adams, Samuel Adams, any of those names ring a bell? They were all sons of liberty. Guess who they were? They were the ones that were calling upon the Lord along with the Black Robe Regiment to establish what it is that you have today. The quote that's inscripted on the Capitol in the state of Minnesota by James Otis Jr. states, "The people's safety is the law of God." Right for the world to see when you walk in the Capitol. The people's safety is the law of God. What happens when they depart from God's law? Well, it tells us that tyranny will begin. What is it that we see throughout the United States of America, especially during this month, in a huge, huge way? A departure from God's law. In accepting them that God calls an abomination. And their acceptance is predicated upon what? The people's toleration and acceptance of it. Okay? Let me keep going on here. I want you to get the gist of this. Patrick Henry, also a son of liberty. Remember they had something called the Correspondence Committee in 1772? And they were the ones that kept the colonies awake as to what was going on concerning the tyrant across the pond that would not be ruled by God, namely King Charles. Remember that? I'm sorry, King James. Do you guys all remember this? Yeah. The mentally ill king from across the pond that would not be ruled by God. Read the Declaration of Independence. You'll see what our forefathers didn't put up with because they threw him off and they said resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. You better bet your bottom dollar that is exactly scripture. But listen to Patrick Henry's quote. "No free government or the blessings of liberty can be preserved to any people but a firm adherence to justice, moderation, temperance, frugality, virtue, and by a frequent recurrence to fundamental principles." Oh my goodness, friends. Look at how far the people of this country have fallen away from the law of God. Wickedly have departed from God's law. I'm going to bring this into what they call Pride Month, where they are foaming out their shame. And I'm going to coincide and give you more information because we're celebrating God's law in the face of the pride that they mean to celebrate, which is an abomination. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
If you love anything better than God, you are idolaters. If there's anything you would not give up for God, it is your idol. If there's anything that you seek with greater fervor than you seek the glory of God, that is your idol, and conversion means a turning from every idol. Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers.
BBSRadio.com.
Well, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in at any time, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. I have in front of me right now the 2010 Minnesota statutes, and I could get them updated, and I'm sure they're pretty similar. But what's interesting, folks, is I noticed that what they're doing during Pride Month, as they call it, again, I want to remind everybody our laws condemn the activities of what they call Pride Month, talking about the corrupt politicians in the mainstream media. I'm looking at what is felonious activity and how people are supposed to be in prison, but I see them advocating it and promoting it both through the mainstream media and corrupt politicians. And I'm sitting here befuddled. That's the word, befuddled. As to what it is that the people don't understand as to the crimes that these people are responsible for and how it is that you believe that somehow or another that they're victims of people that are enforcing the law. That's insane. It truly is. Let's go back to this. I was just highlighting the Minnesota Capitol and how it becomes a slough for the abominable. Inscriptions inside a Capitol testify against what they're advocating for. Moses, the Ten Commandments, just gave you a quote by James Otis, by Patrick Henry. I'm noticing that our rights again come from God. I'm noticing that our said representatives are supposed to uphold their laws that are written in the Bible with their hand on the Bible, right? Against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, so help me God. And then I'm noticing down here, Thomas Jefferson stating, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. So our rights come from God. I cannot reiterate this enough. Because somehow or another, your said representative government in this country feels in such a way to act out that as if our rights come from them, rather than them receiving delegated authority from us, we the people, and serving we the people, and now positioning themselves into a place where now we, again, derive those rights that we have, we should call them privileges, according to their good graces. That's how backwards things have become. That's literally how backwards things have become in this country. Here, let me say it this way. They don't have a right to advocate for the crimes that they're advocating for because our laws condemn them, and they're the ones that are supposed to be doing the condemning, okay? We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. They are endowed according to law. I have law, Lady Liberty, right in front of me. That they are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. I don't have a right according to God's law to break his law. So how is it that your said representatives have found a way with the American people to go ahead and say that they have a right to break the law and call it a right, namely civil rights, which, again, is another lie because that's all predicated on the same sort of lie that the Matthew Henry lie is predicated and premised upon as well. Thaddeus Stevens said during the debate of the 14th Amendment said no distinction would be tolerated in this purified republic. We're ruled by God's law, Article 4, Section 4, but what rose from merit and conduct. And that piggybacks right upon what Martin Luther said when he said men should not be judged according to the color of their skin or their ethnicity or they want to add sexual orientation, which is nonsense because what they're doing is they're trying to play God and saying, you know what, if a boy wants to be a girl, he can. No, he cannot. The Lord already decided all of that, Genesis 5:2. But men should not be judged according to the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Exactly. So how do you go back to that? You make reference to God's moral law. So that they are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, that among them are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You're only going to find life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness when the laws are fulfilled and upheld. Period. It's just that simple. You know, but somehow or another, Governor Walz is now in the state of Minnesota, and you're seeing this all over the country as well, is advocating for what does not exist because the Lord created them, as I said, male and female. However, he goes further by putting abominable ones into the position of the victims. That's what they do. Friends, and I know that people are waking up to this. They are not the victims. You see how they're laying for the children. Because the fact of the matter is they are guilty of violating the very laws that condemn their criminal actions. Read Isaiah 51 verse 4 right before you read Exodus 20, okay, or Deuteronomy 5 as well. When you go back to the state capitol, and I'm laying this as a precedent and as a standard so you can understand as to how we are all to be judged, and if we obey that law, we're going to be a free people. We're going to be a protected people. Clarendon said, the law is the standard. God's law is the standard, and it is the guardian of liberty. What happens when you remove the law, okay, and you refuse God's government and you take on man's? Well, that's what I just got done telling you concerning Proverbs 28, where it says, they that forsake God's law, they praise the wicked. They're favored politicians that do the opposite of what God commands them to do. For example, Donald Trump, he advocates transgenderism. Nobody more than Donald. He calls himself the gayest president in American history. I showed you all of these articles last week. I showed you folks him at a gay pride parade with Giuliani. They call him America's mayor. He's a criminal. He's a pedophile, friends. He was dressed as a woman. Donald Trump's taking his face and putting him right in between the breasts of Giuliani. And I mean, we've seen all the videos. We've seen that he's the one that's responsible and all these little protectors that are compliant with the crimes that he's guilty of. What are they doing? They're sealing the Epstein files that they promised to release. Why are they why aren't they releasing him? Because he's in them. He was indicted along with P. Diddy. He was part of both of it, folks. They're all extorted. Here, you want to know why they're trying to conceal them? Not only because of what I just said, because if it's let out and people are actually prosecuted, they're not going to have anybody to extort any longer. Do you understand? So really, the ones that are controlling these corrupt scoundrels that you call your favorite politicians, do you understand that they're afraid of losing control? And the way that they have control is by extorting your favorite politicians. And they sell them to you as the good guys. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Okay? Clarendon, it's in the Capitol, inscribed on the walls. The law is the standard and the guardian of liberty. Okay? Well, what happens if you remove the law? Well, then you let the devil do what he wants to do. What's happening in America? Because the people have allowed the law to be removed, what happens? The devil does what he does. And then the people fall victim to the devil and his minions, and then they wonder what they're supposed to do. Well, I'm always pointing my finger back at the responsible party, and that's you. And I'm also educating you and empowering you to understand that you are the law and you are to enforce the law against these criminals because, as I said a million times over the last four shows, because they don't have a right to do with the things that they're doing. They're crimes, okay? They're absolute crimes. What Tim Walz is also doing here is very telling. He's telling you and showing you who he is. He's been doing this for a long time. Tim Walz is due to doing what he does, advocating for little boys to be girls and kidnapping children. No joke. As far as Tim Walz goes, if anybody pulled the curtain back on him, they would see that he was guilty of committing these crimes in Nebraska when he was a ninth grade teacher. I mean, folks, the dude is a sick wackadoo. He's mentally ill. He's a traitor to this country. He's making a prey of your children, and I want to stick to the topic concerning just that. I want to show you this, folks, because just this week at the State Capitol Rotunda, what they did is they had a drag show. No joke. They had a man dressed as a woman, several of them, and what they do is they call in all of these crisis actors to support their agenda. Folks, you do need to understand you're listening to somebody right now that has gone through this thousands of times. I remember I was called up into Michigan probably about 8 years ago, 9 years ago. There was a guy named Brian Clawitter out there who had a bunch of homosexuals come into his shop. He owns a repair shop, and Brian refused to service them. And the media made a big hailstorm out of it and attacked him. And we had contacted one another, and we had him on the radio show, and we ended up doing an event there in Michigan. And once we got to Michigan, it was probably a month later, because I knew the law was on our side. We had law teams involved instantly, as did we, friends, have a team of people in Michigan to welcome this event. Well, interestingly enough, I was the one that they were worried about. I'm the number one enemy to these sodomites that are playing victims, that are attempting to make prey of your children, and they don't like guys like me telling you what they're responsible and what they're guilty of, and I don't care. I'm not asking the devil for permission to obey the Lord, and I'm merely doing what the government should be doing, but they're not doing it, friends. But we showed up in Michigan, and I'll tell you the rest of that right when we get back on the other side.
Jonathan. Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
My family and I began listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio 5 years ago after meeting Bradley Dean and his wonderful family at an event here in Michigan. I was so intrigued with his enthusiasm and passion to share the truth that I decided I must begin listening to the daily feeding to see what these men were actually offering up. Time and time again, all I find is sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com are constantly and only pointing to the lawful truth found in our Lord's Word and expounded upon in our Constitution. I have been through some insanely rough and crazy times since becoming a boat-rocking daughter of liberty, and the Sons of Liberty is always there, pointing towards the truth and leading in action. The Heikkila family loves this life-changing ministry, and we cannot say thank you enough.
Aeschylus rightly stated that even in our sleep, pain which cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart until, in our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God. Oh, how Dante nailed it. He said the hottest places in hell are reserved for those who, in time of great moral crisis, maintain their neutrality.
BBSradio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
BBSradio.com.
Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Yeah, I want to just kind of I want to show you this because, folks, I think a lot of people are listening to me right now saying, who is this guy? Who is this preacher boy? Well, I was just highlighting the fact that we were called out to Jennison, Michigan, and this was some time ago. Matter of fact, it was in 2015. I didn't know it was that long ago. And what was interesting is we showed up. You know, there's much more detail as far as going from point A to point B, but we were called in to do an event in Jennison. And what I wanted you to know and what I was highlighting is the fact that I don't think people realize that the protesters that you see, a case in point, you guys all remember Floyd, right? George Floyd here in the state of Minnesota when that whole thing went down. Did you know that there was peace in the streets in Minneapolis until they started to bus in paid provocateurs from other cities? Well, it's the same thing that's happened to us several times. So what you're seeing on social media platforms right now is a news channel 3, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. And I want to kind of give you the lay of the land. So Brian called me up, said, let's go ahead and do this event. He had a bunch of speakers there. And in the process of getting all the speakers there, I was the one that they were worried about, okay? Because if you look at the communist organization, SPLC, they said that I'm the number one, basically, worry they have in this country, okay? I'm on their hate list. In other words, they hate the law. Communists do. Of course they do. They like to use the law against the law to establish totalitarianism. Now that means they've removed that law, so they become the law, right? Well, that's what they're trying to do here, too. And so I was the problem. I got there. I was picked up by Brian Clawitter. Once I got there, we went to the school immediately. And I just want you to understand how this is all played out, because this is the point that I want to make and I want to convey to you and I want you to get. Once I got there, all the fences around the school were removed. You just can't make it up. And what was also interesting is when I got there, all the fences that were removed around the school, all of the news outlets were already in place with their satellites pointed up. So what they were doing was they were setting the narrative for the state and hopefully the country, okay? That big, bad Bradley Dean and Brian Clawitter and other national speakers were going to speak out against the homosexual agenda, okay? And again, we're just giving them the fact of the matter, because a lot of these kids didn't know the difference. And so I get there. I walk inside of the auditorium area. It's just me and Brian Clawitter at this point. Once we get in there, there was about, I'm guessing, about 22 sheriffs. And as I looked at them, I said, don't you guys have this backwards? And they were confounded, because they don't think neither. They just go along, you know, these are the guys that are saying they're just doing their job, when in fact they're not doing their job. They're supposed to uphold the laws in the Constitution, not tear them down and follow the corrupt politician that's telling them what to do and what not to do. That's how you end up with an Adolf Hitler. And so as I'm sitting there, I'm just looking around. I say, hey, guys, don't you have this backwards? And again, they're just kind of looking at me like I'm being a wise guy. And I wasn't being a wise guy at all. I said, I don't understand. Why are you guys in here? Who are you protecting, me or them? Because if you're protecting them, you're supposed to be out there. And the way that the mainstream media sets this narrative that most people don't take the time to actually find out to be true or false, the narrative is to set it that I'm the one bullying them and I'm the bigot and I'm the hater, when I'm the one simply making reference to the law that you're all failing to uphold against the crimes of those that you are protecting. And so I look at him and I said, I thought I was the bully and they were the victims. I thought the way that they have you guys believing this, I'm the perpetrator and they're the victims. And it was like a couple of the lights went off in some of these sheriffs' face, like, oh, I never thought about that before. Yeah, why are we in here protecting Bradley Dean? I said, I'm okay. I don't need you protecting me. I'm here to love on the kids, because your politicians have failed to do that. They don't know, those kids out there, that just, by the way, when I'm talking to the sheriffs, all of a sudden the buses come. There's two or three buses dropping off all of these kids that claim that they were gay, protesting Bradley Dean. All bought and paid for. And of course, right after the event, right, all the kids were gone. Right back up on the buses, and they took off. They got their piece that they wanted, okay? You know what I did during the time that I was speaking to these young people? I was talking to their parents, and I said, shame on you parents. I said, look what you raised up, confused kids. They don't know their left hand from their right hand. I even had people that called themselves pastors of churches come up to me and introduce me as to who they were, and they were trying to get me to tone down what I was doing. I'm not going to tone down the scriptures so it might save you and your guilt, concerning what it is that you have left off in preaching and being an unfaithful preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ to these kids. And the only reason you haven't preached the gospel to these kids is because you're guilty of the crimes that you want them to be guilty of. And that's exactly how the devil plays it. But folks, you need to understand all this stuff that's going on in your country concerning these little protests. I mean, how many times haven't we caught a CNN and these news outlets promoting that which didn't exist? Or they would take a group of people and put them tightly behind the camera. And then they would try to sell it to everybody that everybody in the city was protesting, when in fact there was only 20 or 30 paid provocateurs behind them. It goes for those that vote for these said politicians and support these politicians too. How many times did Clinton and Barack Obama and Joe Biden and others, how many times were they busted on Craigslist trying to hire paid actors to come sit as supporters for Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama or Joe Biden? I mean, what is it that you people don't understand? I mean, here's another one concerning what's going off, and I'm not going to get too far off track here, but look what's going on in California right now. What are they doing? They're trying to incite the people to stand up concerning what's going on in California. They like to start riots in California, don't they, friends? Guess who's responsible for all that? The politicians and the mainstream media who allured the illegals in the first place. And what are they doing? They're trying to incite domestic insurrection. And guess who gets to pay the price? Guess who has to sacrifice themselves in protecting the American people, in playing the game, or the chess piece on the game of the corrupt politicians? Our police do. Our agents do. Our lawful agents do. But furthermore, when it comes to what's going on in California right now, just case in point, why are the militia not being called up? Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16. They're the ones that are supposed to deal with insurrection. We, the armed Americans, how come we're not being called up to repeal this invasion? Americans, the militia, we, the American people and armed people are supposed to stand up. What are they doing? Why are they trying to show you military power? Because they're trying to see how far they can go with the people. My point, who's creating the problem? Just like the one that I'm talking about here in Michigan concerning all of these kids that say that they have rights to be gay. No, they do not. According to American law, our laws condemn it. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. This is the tip of the iceberg, friends. Again, the kids are being used as a political battering ram to upend the Constitution. And the kids are blindly following along with it because the carrot dangling before their noses, friends, is a couple dollars in their pocket because they're too lazy to work. Ask any CEO in America today, they will tell you that most young people today do not want to work. Well, these are the kind of kids they create because they come out of public schools, because the parents drop them off there, and then they wonder what's wrong with their kids. And then when they get out and they wonder what's wrong with their kids, they distance themselves from their kids on cue, because that's what the said representative government wanted to do. And I'm talking about the corrupt again in the first place. And then what do? They use those kids to work against the law-abiding Americans. That's what they're doing. It's what they've been doing for a long time in this country, friends. My goodness. I want to show you this, getting back to topic here. And I was just highlighting the fact that they're paid provocateurs. I want to show you in the state of Minnesota what Tim Walz, of course, he was behind. In the particular state of Minnesota, this was the same time that they were passing what they call, you know, gay marriage. When they're saying little boys can be girls and girls can be boys. I want to show you what they did in the people's capital. And I want to show you what the people of the state of Minnesota, all 5.9 million, for the most part, allowed them to do. I want you to see what the good guys tolerated in the capital of the state of Minnesota, in spite of all the inscriptions from Scripture that testify against their unlawful actions. This is a man with blue hair dressed as a woman, and they have clerics in here, clergy in here. It's the grossest, sickest thing you'll ever see. And what's also interesting is the people that they have in this building. The people that they have in this building, they're all, it's all bought and paid for, friends. You need to understand that. Because they, here's the kicker. They don't have the support that they want you to believe that they have. See, you have a, that's a woman that's dressed as a man signing right there, friends. Again, this is all bought and paid for by the state to overthrow the people. That's what it is. And you're, I think you're beginning to understand the truth of the matter as to why they're doing what they're doing. The great wonder is why you let it. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com. Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life: books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and check out our store today. Ben Franklin said at the offset of this country that, "I firmly believe this, that without his concurring aid, we shall succeed in this political building no better than the builders of Babel. We shall be divided by our little partial local interests, our projects will be confounded, and we ourselves shall become a reproach and a byword down to our future ages. And what is worse, mankind may hereafter, from this unfortunate instance, despair of establishing governments by human wisdom and leave it to chance, war, and conquest." Benjamin Franklin also said that those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. And of course, this quote comes up often in the context of new technology and concerns about government surveillance over the American people. Abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. You know, it's quite interesting. I'm going to finish up that point with the state capitol. And I just showed you a video of a man dressed up with blue hair with paid provocateurs inside of the capitol. That's all state sponsored. If you're ever wondering where all your tax dollars are disappearing to, they're creating all these agencies, and they are leveraging those agencies against you, Americans. Okay, and that's exactly what they're doing here. Tim Walz, Keith Ellison, and every advocate for this agenda should be sitting in jail right now, waiting to be held accountable for their crimes that they're advocating for. I know people, you know why you don't hear that, people? Because you don't obey the Lord. That's why. You need to read the Torah. You need to read the Pentateuch, the Ten Commandments. You need to read all the five books of Moses that Moses wrote, because the Lord told us to keep those. He never did away with them. That's why we have them in common law today. You're allowing what you're allowing because you have a false sense of God's mercy. And I've used this analogy 1,000 times. A good judge, because if you look at Psalm 97, it says, righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burneth up his enemies. It also talks about in Psalm 97 that those that love the Lord hate evil and they love the good. That's the surest sign of sincere Christianity, is doing the will of the Lord. You only let it go so far, and I want to tell you where you allow it to go so far and according to who. You allow it to go so far according to the commandments of men rather than the commandments of God. And then, therefore, what you do is you get the results that only man can give, and then what they do is they create a bureaucracy so they can make money off of it, and that's exactly what they're doing once again. But I want you to understand something. There is a, we've had him on the radio. His name is James Dean, Judge James Dean, from the Cambridge, Minnesota area. And if you're caught drinking and driving in his county, he will give you the full sentence the first time. Why? Because he's a merciful judge, just like the Lord is. But he's also merciful to the innocent by upholding his judgments, the enforcement of law, upon the heads of the guilty, so that the innocent are protected by that law, by that judge. Americans are so upside down on their head that they think it's a merciful God to show compassion to the guilty, namely those that are not repentant. Remember, the mercy of the Lord is shown to those that repent on that side of the fence. Okay? But a good judge enforces the laws upon the heads of the guilty to do what? As a mercy for the innocent, in protecting them from the crimes of this offender. Okay? So let's put it into perspective when we talk about the mercy of God. Okay? And yes, there's another side of that, but that mercy belongs to those that have repented. We're not talking about a people that are repenting. No. No, friends, we're talking about a people that are going out there with a brazen forehead, foaming out their abominable acts, preying on the children, as you have seen 1,000 times over, even through the mainstream media. And what's terrible about it is when you go online and you research this, like on Google or any other mainstream search bar or page, it's interesting how they defend these activities, because they're not telling you the responsibility of what those criminals are doing. They're not showing you their fruit. Not at all. Over the last 4 days, I've been doing just that. Daniel Webster's also inscribed on the same Capitol building in the state of Minnesota. And I want you to listen as to what it says. The law is made to protect the innocent by punishing the guilty. It's right on the walls of the Capitol in the state of Minnesota. This is the part that the people of the state don't hear. The law is made to protect the innocent by punishing the guilty parties. What are they doing now? They're punishing the innocent. And the people at large are allowing the corrupt to do it. And you know what the Lord calls that? He calls that an abomination. I just want you to know that. And I've said it before, friends, but you need to understand that when you see the word abomination, you better get away from those that are responsible for being a partaker of that abominable act that the Lord calls an abomination. Because I want to tell you what that person's doing. That person is drawing and is hastening judgment unto themselves in a real quick fashion. The Bible tells us that the Lord is not slack to repay them to their face that hate him. These are the people that hate God. They hate his law. That's why they have labeled the children that are righteous in Christ and those that are law abiders and that are those that are magnifying the laws against their crimes as haters, because they want you blind and deaf individuals to hear their side of the story when their side of the story doesn't exist. It's all deception. Everything about this whole movement is deception. I mean, folks, just think about it. Again, you have the boys acting like the girls and the girls acting like the boys. I mean, my goodness, how embarrassing, how shameful. And they walk around like a bunch of peacocks, and you let them do it when our laws condemn them. On a daily basis, I started the show off, by the way, today, showing you all the kids that are disappearing. It's all day long. Kids are disappearing. Well, you're being distracted by what's going on in California, by your distraction concerning now the president losing the narrative with the modern-day Israel, only to find out that the majority of the people have now awakened to the fact that that Israel is not the Israel of God the way that he sold it to them. People are awake to that. They lost the narrative. So what do? They have to create another one. Hey, Americans, have you noticed that without fail, there's always some sort of distraction that needs your attention? Have you ever noticed it? And how many times do those distractions that absolutely demand your attention come to nothing? I'm curious. How many times? All day long. All day long. And let me remind you, friends, justice guards our liberties. And Americans, you're allowing the corrupt to have the helm that are the ones that are advocating injustice on a daily basis. Quit acting like you don't know that this is happening right in front of your face, because it is. The state of the country is a reflection of the American people. It is just that simple. There's no nice way to say it. And you say that's hate. You better read your Bible. You better read your Bible. Jesus said, you're going to be hated for my name's sake. Here, let me show you something. Listen carefully. If you want to call in, you still have 3 minutes, 281-845-4704. I want to show you something. Because, you know, you all the well know that Jesus promised us that we'd be persecuted, we'd be scoffed, we'd be mocked, we might even be killed for his name's sake. Right? What does John 7:7 say here? I just want you to see it on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, 281-845-4704. I'm sorry I didn't get that number out more today, but again, I'm dumping information on you. John 7:7 says, this is Jesus talking to his brothers because his brothers didn't believe neither. Tells us Jesus responding to his brothers, the world can't hate you, but me it hates. Because I testify of it, that its works are evil. Wow, that's a different gospel, isn't it? Hey, just think, if Jesus came in during his time 2,000 years ago and preached the way that men preach today, he would have never been crucified. You better ask yourself the question, friends, as to why 11 of the 12 were crucified. What kind of a message were they preaching? It wasn't God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Yes, God loves you through a demonstration of the cross of Christ on Calvary. But what was it? And what is it? It's repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. If you're allowing this abominable act to take place in your state, I want to tell you something. You need to repent, because you are in the sight of God and in the sight of man an accomplice to the crime that you tolerate. Just think about that. You're an accomplice to the crime. That's why you're seeing national judgment, friends, because you see a national tolerance of the sin that the Lord told you to judge righteously. If you want righteousness established, you're going to have to establish law and judgment. I mean, here, let me give you a natural analogy, 1 Corinthians 2:14. You see what cops are. You see that they're called peace officers, right? What do those peace officers do? They enforce the law to establish righteousness. Isn't that right? Isn't that what makes a peace officer? Isn't that what Jesus talked about as to how we're going to have tribulation in the world, but in him we're going to have peace? Yep. Christians are called to be peace officers as they establish his righteousness the way that the Lord commanded us to establish his righteousness, not the way that the corrupt would hope that we would establish their unrighteousness. We love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. Yes, we are the sons. 1 John 3:18. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are, what it is that we have done, and sonsoflibertymedia.com. See ya.